Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conservation Conversationalist. I am Brandon.
And I am Aiden. Are we not doing last names today?
I don't know. I guess we could, but I think people know by now, right? Mine is really hard to pronounce.
And yurt.
And yurt. And yours is wood.
Yes, mine is wood. I mean, it's like you're in a yurt. You're in a yurt.
But I think we've talked about this too. People don't know how to pronounce it. So I'm not to call out this, but so there's a guy, you know, I've talked about him, secretary of the Whatcom Dems here. And the one guy who he's the chair, and God bless him, but I have told him numerous times what my last name is, how to pronounce it, and he will still say Einyart.
Not that hard. It's really not. I remember that there was a time when we were just starting the podcast, and yeah. I was still unsure what your name was because it's spelled Enyart. And whenever right. I saw you on social media, I thought you were like Brandon Enye, and then you like like were an artist, so you're like Brandon Enye Art, you know?
Actually, I never even thought about that. And I forgot my earphones. Why does everything feel weird? I'm like, oh, it's because I didn't have my earphones in. So now I'm ready to go now. The crazy part is that almost every other name in my background, both my mother's and my father's, would have been so much easier. But this is the one I landed with.
You could always just change it.
It's so much work, and it's like now I'm used to it. You know?
Yeah. And you have all your social media and all
exactly.
your...
Exactly. Yeah. 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 And paper my... trail. What was that?
You have a paper trail.
Well, and then you have to like put that like when you're applying for stuff and whatever, you know, like you have to put like other names you've been known as and it's like, yeah. You know, I'm just going to go with Daniel. Yeah. But it would have been so much easier. Like my mom's maiden name is Gibbons. Okay. Yeah. Her mom's is Kiefer.
Okay.
On my dad's side, you had Pedra and Gonzalez.
Okay.
And so, which would have been, I think, still easier than Enyart.
Sure. Mm. I'll give you that.
What do you have? What are some other names? Or do you have any other? You changed your last name, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I changed my last name and my first name and my middle name.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, a complete totally change.
Yeah.
Dang. That's kind of nice, though. I mean, that's an interesting thing, right? Because I think due to legalities and stuff, like, you have to give a baby a name, right? But it should be something that they get to decide one day what their name is.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like a lot of the names that I have picked out to give a baby are, like, a little out there. And sometimes people are like, why would you name a baby that? And I'm like, if they don't like it, they can change it. Who gives a fuck?
I've always wondered, like, if I, because, you know, I'll see somebody, and you know, I think everybody does that, right? They'll see somebody, they don't know their name, but I think they look like a somebody. Yeah. Like, there was a guy I knew who I called Jeremy for a long time, and it ended up his name was Devin. I couldn't figure out why every time I'd be like, Jeremy! And he wouldn't respond to me, and I'm like, that guy's a dick. And then it turns out his name wasn't Jeremy.
Devin. I had a friend in college who, his name was William, okay? William, a.k.a. Will. Yeah. And I always called him Michael. It became a running joke. Like, I knew him for years, and it's like I knew what his name was.
Right.
But for some reason, he just felt like a Michael to me. So yeah. I always called him Michael. Not even Mike, just always Michael.
So if you would not know my name is Brandon, what would you have thought my name was?
The first thought I had was really bad.
How could it be that bad? It's a name.
It's a name, but it's a name, like, it's not, like, a very good name, and also it's my uncle's name.
Okay.
And he's a complicated person. the name was Todd.
Todd, it could be worse than Todd. They're going to say Josh, because to me, Josh is, no offense to any Josh who's listening.
But all Josh's suck ass.
Yeah, it's true, though.
Dude, the name for me that, like, I hate is Jake. Like, I like, up until very recently when I, like, met somebody that I didn't hate name. Sorry, I can't talk right now. But basically, okay. Like, my childhood bully's name was Jake, and so, like, I am, like, predisposed to hate everybody named Jake. Yeah. Like, if your name that is Jake, I there has not been a lot of evidence to the contrary. And it's one of those things that, like, because, like, that association was rooted in me so young, like, if your name is Jake, you're an asshole. Like, right. like this is the stereotypical, like, Chad, like, as a name for, like, an asshole jockey type. Yeah. And, like, obviously, like, not everybody named Chad is going to be like that. But, like that's, like, the sort of perception of it. And, like, my, like, that, like, Jake is like that for me. Yeah. Except until, like, recently, like, there was a guy that I, who does not listen to this, thank God, but I developed a bit of a crush on, and I asked him out and he rejected me, but that's not the point.
I've been rejected so many times, so, yeah.
Yeah. I would be rejected a lot of times that I don't ask people out very often.
Yeah, you protect yourself.
Yeah. But his name is Jake, and, like, I was classmates with him for a long time, and I, like, never gave him any thought, because I was like, oh, he's a Jake, like,
right.
Wasn't into him at all. But then I got to, like, know him better through mutual friends, and then eventually I developed a little crush on him, and that, it, like, broke the curse for me.
But he rejected you, so he's not very smart.
But here's the thing. Okay. He rejected me in, like, a way that, like, a really good way. Like, sometimes, like, people reject me, and I'm like, okay. Like, usually when I'm rejected, like, that ends my attraction. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, and I'm, like, able to move on. The way he rejected me made him more attracted to him.
Oh, no.
Like, I asked him out because I was, like, when I asked him out, it was because he, like, seemed cool and nice and kind of cute and funny, but I, like, didn't know anything about him, so I, like, texted him, or I messaged him, and I was like, hey, like, do you want to go on a date? You seem, like, cool and funny, and I'd like to get to know you better.
Right.
And then, like, so, like, it was, but I, like, wasn't into him. I just, like, thought he, like, I was like, like, you know, I'll shoot my shot. Like, why not?
Right.
And then, like, the way he rejected me made him, like, made me actually catch feelings. I was like, oh, fuck, what? So I was gonna say,
yeah,
like,
that does happen.
Yeah. Anyways,
well,
this is a podcast about environmentalism, politics, and current events,
and it's also about relationships, though.
I know. But I just realized we haven't actually said the name of the show. I don't think.
I think we did. This concert. Yeah, I think I did at the beginning.
Yeah. Well, like.
For, like, those of you who, if I didn't, it's the conservationist conversationalist. And by the way, I don't know if she's listening, but so I was down in Everett, and you, of course, have no idea where that is.
Nope.
But it's between Bellingham and Seattle. And I was down there with my brother, and we were waiting for a comic book store to open because
nerd.
He was
getting...
Not me. I mean, I am a nerd, but he was waiting. And so we went, there's a street fair, like a, you know, food. What am I thinking of here? Farmer's market. There we go.
Yeah.
On the street in Everett. And there was this girl, her name was Sophia. And she was having people sign a thing for parks, to help support national parks and namely Mount Rainier and such. And so I told her about the podcast and she said she was going to tune in. I don't know if she is, but if she is, Sophia, hello. And you know, get in touch with us, and so, you know, we'd be happy to have her on even and talk about the parks.
Yeah. And also her relationships and all the times she's
been yeah.
And all the people whose names she hates.
Yes, we can start to make it like conservationist conversations love line.
That actually that could be fun.
It is.
Like a little spinoff show.
Yeah. So, sorry, I took a drink there in the middle of it. I was thirsty. So, it's been a crazy week, actually. I mean, really, it's been a crazy few weeks. We kind of had like a little stepping stone episode last week because we've been out for a couple weeks. And so we're just like saying, hey, everybody, we're still here. But
it's if you're listening for the first time now, like if this is the first episode you've listened to, I give you permission to skip the next. The last one, the little 30-minute one, because if you're like just going through the backlog and you're just starting for the first time, just skip that one and move
yeah
on.
Aiden was very tired and
but I don't remember anything that happened except that I'm pretty sure it sucked, and I like even as it was happening I did not
you were falling asleep actually
I could not process what you're saying because I was on like 2 hours of sleep.
No, I totally get it
and on a live stream.
I felt so bad because your eyes were really doing this like.
And all of our listeners can see what you're doing.
That's right. They can't see.
this is
all radio.
You know?
I know. They can't see me. So, which is great because before we started this, I was talking about how I had a face mask on.
Yes, yeah. Actually, that's what that could, okay, sorry. Describing this show to people as a banter cast, which apparently is a term that exists.
Yeah, banter cast, I like it.
Yeah. So like this is a banter cast in case you didn't know.
Right, it's a bantering, yeah.
And it's charming maybe. Anyways.
I think so.
So I like I forgot I always forget that we do the show on Tuesday nights, and so like I ended my stream and I packed up my microphone and I went to make some food, and then Brandon texted me like, so like what do you think about the recording tonight? And I'm like, oh, maybe like in 15 minutes I can be ready. And then he was like, cool, but like don't like no rush, like I've got a face mask on and I've got some bread in the oven.
Here, I'm gonna send you a picture of me with my face mask on.
Oh god, please. I'm posted on the Instagram page too.
Yeah. So yeah,
and your bread, is it warm? Is it scrumptious?
I ate it, and I ran like over 10K last night, and then I ran 5K tonight. It's been a stressful day. And so I was like, I had to like go and just zen out. And so I was just like hungry as hell. And so I put in my, of course, mom, she makes pizza crust for me because obviously I'm not capable of making my own food. And so I just put like garlic and then, you know, Smart Balance has a vegan butter, or if you call it butter, but whatever. So I have that on there and then put a little bit of vegan cheese, and it was phenomenal. But see, I'm weird too. I like to dip my bread, and this is going to be a little weird. I like to dip it in barbecue sauce.
That's disgusting. No, stop. Anything that has barbecue sauce in it is trash.
And no! Oh my god! How dare you speak such words?
It's bad. Barbecue sauce sucks.
Oh, I love barbecue sauce so much.
Why?
Like, to me, it's like, but it has to like have a little bit of spice to it. I like barbecue sauce. I like sweet chili sauce.
I feel like if I added spices to barbecue sauce, yeah, you know how they say
bland
like
bland barbecue sauce. That's white people barbecue sauce.
No, okay, but I feel you know how like. When there is like a bad odor in the room and people like will smell like spray like a floral air freshener around and yeah. It doesn't get rid of the bad smell. It just adds a different smell on top of the bad smell. Uh-huh. I feel like if I spice barbecue sauce, that's like what it would be. Like I just trying to cover up the shittiness of barbecue
sauce. Okay, so
sauce.
Just, yeah, you don't like the flavor of barbecue
it's
sauce.
Gross. It's
okay,
gross.
That's understandable.
I just need to make that. So clear.
See, I don't like, see, it's interesting though, because I hate mayonnaise so much, right? And like even vegan mayonnaise, I hate it, right? But yet I like Chipotle mayonnaise and I like Sriracha mayonnaise, and because I like the flavor to it. Otherwise, mayonnaise, I just feel just like goop. And again, I don't know. It's like, I know of people who like mayonnaise and the same people who think ranch dressing is the best thing ever. And like I've never gotten ranch dressing.
So Midwesterners is what you're saying. Is Midwesterners?
Is that Midwestern? Are you ranch?
An extremely Midwestern thing. Like we put ranch on everything. We put ranch on salads. We put ranch on pizza. Like we would like we'll pour ranch all over pizza. We might
it's
have
so
ranch.
Bland.
Huh? I mean, like it has like like what you have to understand about like Midwestern culture is that like. Like dairy products in general are like really big, and
yeah, no, I, yeah, that's
things
true.
That have like a lot of like fat and oils are like generally pretty big.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, I just really miss it. It's like ranch is one of those things that like I'll try and buy vegan ranch, but like yeah. It's like super expensive, and it comes in these like little glass bottles that like I want that like goopy Hidden Valley shit that I just poured over pizza when I was a kid.
See what you're saying about see, I'm having the reaction to ranch that you just had to barbecue sauce.
I hate barbecue sauce.
Yeah. But so let's forget that I put barbecue sauce on the bread.
I will we will not be able to continue with this.
One of my other favorite, by the way, like dressings or like and not even dressings, but like a sauce, it's like actually a salsa. And I just kind of discovered just recently, because I'm always big into like, I love like Mexican food and that kind of stuff, yes. Right? But Herdez makes a guacamole salsa that you can put on, and I put it on hamburgers, I put it on
I know exactly what you're talking about. That shit
God,
is amazing.
So good.
Yes.
It is so amazing. I love it so much. And I'm not even kidding, like, I put, you know, as I don't know if I've talked about this on the show, but I think you know, my mom comes over once a week for a burger night, which, you know, is, of course, Beyond Burgers. Or we have brats too. And I just finally decided, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make an executive decision. I just started putting the guacamole salsa on the hamburgers. And I was, and it's so amazing. But see, I also put chipotle hot sauce on it as well. And I just love the mixture of all of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so, oh man, that stuff is the best. Like, I'm just, I cannot believe it took me so long to discover it. And actually, to be fair, it was my mom who discovered it. Like, she gave some to me when she was making tacos, and she's like, yeah, you should try this. And I'm like, holy shit, where's this been my whole life?
It's good.
So speaking of guacamole salsa, Trump wants to buy Greenland.
Yes, he does. Yeah. I'm not sure if he does. Was that a joke?
No, it's not really, because now the Denmark prime minister said, are you fucking serious? I mean, they didn't say that, but that's essentially what they're saying. And so now he won't actually go to Denmark. Because obviously the Denmark prime minister has insulted his you know, potential purchase of Greenland. I have some theories.
I mean, like, but why? Okay, sorry. You say, tell me your theories.
I'd love to hear what your general thoughts are without theories right now. Like how much has this, what was your reaction when you heard to buy Greenland,
Denmark owns Greenland right now, right?
It's a little more complicated than that. So they are an autonomous nation, but they are dependent on Denmark. In fact, let me make sure here. I get that. Well, anyways, we'll get to that. But yeah, so there, it's kind of a mix. And people, if you are very interested in this, I do suggest you go and read up on Greenland, because the way that it's dealt with politically is kind of unique, in the sense of the different parties that are a part of Greenland. But I'll just go through kind of the initial how it's described. So it's an autonomous country of the Kingdom of Denmark. It's located between the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans, of course. So basically when you describe what that means, that they are of the Kingdom of Denmark, Denmark granted home rule to Greenland in 2008. So that's pretty recent. Greenlanders voted in favor of the Self-Government Act, which transferred more power from the Danish government to the local Greenlandic government. Under the new structure in effect, since 21st of June 2009, Greenland can gradually assume responsibility for policing, judicial system, company law, accounting, and auditing, mineral resource activities, aviation, law, legal, blah, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So they are they're kind of on their way to, I don't want to say for sure, but it seems to be that they're on their way to independence. But they are still dependent somewhat on the Kingdom of Denmark. So that is Greenland right there for you.
Yeah, they're also the hardest place to get infected in plague ink.
Really?
Yeah, they're one of the hardest places to get infected. I always start in like India and China, and if you're not familiar, okay. Plague ink is a video game where you try to kill the world with disease. This is relevant. Greenland's like a major strategic point in that game. That's all I know about Greenland.
I played it once, and it's, you're right. You're 100% right.
Yeah, I've played that game more than once. I've beaten every type of disease on the mega brutal level.
I can't remember what happened to mine, because I get like I can be a little bit like impatient with some video games like that. Like the one that I did the best at for a while was called, what was it called? It was something that had to do with like starting your own like new Earth on the Terra Genesis. Anyway. Mm. That was like the one I spent, and then finally my Earth froze over and all the people died, and I felt like I'd let my people down. I felt terrible about it, but anyways, back to Greenland. So, we'll forget that I killed everybody on Terra Genesis. So Greenland. So your reaction was, though, when you see Trump wants to buy Greenland, and your thoughts are, this is a joke, right?
I legitimately thought because it's not for sale, and no. Who's like, I just want to buy, like, well, you wouldn't say like, I kind of want to buy Spain. Hey, Spain, like, can I buy you? Like, hey, Morocco, can I buy you? How much would it be?
Yeah, how much, right? Because you think,
Peru. Hey, Peru, where you at? Hey, Peru, like, I want you. How much for you?
And here's the question, right? Because did he pick Greenland because he thought it would be the cheapest? Like, was he not like, you know, there might be a cheap.
Seriously, why?
No, I don't know. I'm just guessing. But no, this is why. So I have some theories. My first theory is that off the coast of Greenland, there is thought to be 110 billion barrels of oil. Okay.
But that's in a dying industry. Come on. There's no money in oil anymore. It's all
coal, but look where old Trumpy's going. He's still thinking about it back a few years. So that's one of my thoughts. The other thought is that he's a real estate guy and everything's melting in Greenland. And so he's seeing it as potential real estate. But here's the most likely thing that I think he's doing, which is that there are other terrible foreign policy things going on. And this is a typical con man Trump move, which is let's get everybody talking about Greenland while I'm doing while other shit is going down, and everybody's going, Trump wants to buy Greenland. But he takes it to such a point to where now he's basically pissed off the Denmark government. And I mean, it's just nuts.
Like, I have a CBS article pulled up about some of the which has some of the reactions from Denmark about this.
Right.
So this guy Soren Espersen, a member of parliament, says Greenland has been part of the Danish and Norwegian kingdom for about 500 years before there was anything called the United States at all. But that kind of detail doesn't interest the traitor at the White House. I make myself available for free if he wants a quick history lesson. That's so fucking cool. We've existed as part of the Danish Empire for 500 years before your entire country existed. Like, fuck off. Like, yeah, that's like, so badass.
Get the fuck down, Trump. You know, there's other things about Greenland too that like are, you know, he probably has not even taken into account, because there was literally somebody on TV the other day, and I imagine Trump is somewhere along those lines when it comes to, you know, I think he's a very smart con man. Don't get me wrong. When we call him stupid, that's us not understanding how smart he is as a con man. But in other ways, I think he's dumb.
I think that he actually is stupid. I think that he's just had a lot of enablers around him.
No, I think that's true too. But I think that he does know his way around a con. And so I think that like underestimating that is maybe a bad idea. But what I was getting at though, so there's this person I saw on TV the other day who, when she was told that the days were getting shorter, she thought that meant minutes, not like as in, oh, the light is, you know, the sunlight isn't here as long, and it's because the Earth rotates. And like, I imagine he probably thinks along those lines as well. Greenland, of course, and you know, people sometimes brush aside things like seasonal depression. And Greenland, which is probably even worse than Washington, and which is it's already a big problem in BC and Washington, seasonal depression. Greenland has the highest suicide rates of any country in the world. And I'm not saying that all has to do with seasonal depression, but there also is a huge alcohol problem in Greenland, and which, by the way, is nothing against the country of Greenland. Is beautiful, but if we're talking about if he really is, which a lot of people, not just myself, the oil and whatever, that was all my speculation, but a lot of people are speculating that real estate could be the main thing here for him. I don't think Greenland is a destination that like people in the United States are going to say, I want to move to Greenland.
One of the other responses from like a Greenland official, this is from the Greenland like tourism, Greenland at Greenland MFA on Twitter. They said Greenland is rich in valuable resources such as minerals, the purest water and ice, fish stocks, seafood, renewable energy, and a new frontier for adventure tourism. We're open for business, not sale. Which at one point is like, cool, Greenland's awesome. But on the other hand, it's basically like, To me, it seems like when you advertise yourself as having all of those resources and then say like, but you can't have it, it feels like they're tempting the United States to fucking go to war with them for their resources. And that concerns me.
So here's one upside about Greenland as well. I mean, it has a few, but here's another one. The least amount of insects, if you don't like insects, but least amount of insect species in the world. Another thing that could be of value to many different countries is that as climate change continues to happen and the ice continues to melt in Greenland, there will be new shipping routes that will most likely go through Greenland. And so that's another very interesting part of this. But it also then leads to, and they were kind of touching on this on the Young Turks the other day, is what they were saying, but it's kind of interesting because if that is what he's taking into account or his advisors are taking into account, that means that Trump actually does believe in climate change because he actually understands that it's happening in Greenland.
Yeah, but I mean, there's lots of people who like believe in like some types of climate change, but don't believe it's human caused, for instance, or don't believe that it'll have a negative impact.
So. Yeah, no, very true. So yeah, so this is 2019, everybody. The president of the United States wants to buy Greenland. And by the way, that might be what the major part of this is that you look at I can't remember which president it was who bought Alaska. But you know, you think about you know, the Louisiana Purchase and Seward's Folly, which was Alaska, and it was funny because back at that time they called it Seward's Folly because they thought it was a bad idea to buy Alaska, when in fact Alaska's actually hasn't been the worst purchase for the United States. And so some speculation might just be that Trump just wants to make history. That's what he's always about. He wants to say, hey, I was the president who bought Greenland. And the question would be, is would, I can't believe we're talking about this, would Greenland become a state? Or, you know, and that's what obviously what, you know, it would turn into.
I just want to say, like, Greenland, we're not buying Greenland. I'm sorry. Like, I tried to like keep this down. I just want to say, like, you can't fucking buy Greenland. You can't do it.
Or can they?
It's a thing. It's the own thing. They don't want to be bought.
Well, here's the question though, Aiden. He doesn't like Washington, Oregon, or California. He might sell all of us. We might not think we're for sale. And then, so by the way, if he said, "Look, we're putting you up for sale," I think we'd be like, "All right, cool. Fuck you, buddy." Maybe he'll trade us. Maybe we'll be part of the Kingdom of Denmark here on the West Coast.
I would be okay with that. I think that California, Washington, and Oregon can just be their own, like their own,
absolutely,
like a thing. What would the name be?
Cascadia.
So there'd be Cascadia, but I feel like Southern California would also like Cascadia and California would have to be like two separate states.
You think Southern California? Well, because we wanted, like, if we talked about Cascadia, we wanted to be down to the Bay Area. At least.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that you can go down to the Bay Area, but I feel like when it's outside of the Cascadia bioregion.
Oh, I got you. So you're thinking Southern California.
Yeah, so like Southern and like Middle California can just be California, and then the Cascadia, Bay Area up can be like Cascadia.
Yeah, no, I think it would just be California, right? So like California could be its own country.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, and then they can maybe like snag a part of Nevada. What do you say, Nevada or Nevada?
I honestly say both. It depends.
Oh, okay.
Depending on how I'm like feeling, depending on like what other words are in, are like its context, you know.
I get that. My pronunciation.
Yeah. That's actually a lie.
Yeah, because that's how I'm with Caribbean and Caribbean.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I was just saying that as a joke to sound cool and pretentious, but now that you say it, some words I do that too.
Yeah. No. Totally. Because like it's different. Like so. How do we so some words like caramel, and like when people say caramel or caramel,
yeah, like
I say both. No, see I say caramel, I never say caramel,
but caramel,
but I do say caramel all the time. And I there's a couple other ones too that I say the other, oh, like my mom says pop instead of soda. I don't know why she does, because it's not like we don't say pop here.
Where I'm from, people say pop, like that's what they say, but I've always said soda just because I think that soda sounds better than pop.
Right.
I mean, pop sounds like, you know, it's like pop, you know.
Pop's music though. Pop. Or it's like a thing you put in your mouth and you suck on it.
The name of the thing is soda pop. Like you could take either word.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sounds like I'm going to get a soda.
Yeah, you know? I just think that soda, I think that on its own, like a soda sounds better, but I think that, like, pop has, like, a sort of energy to it. That's like,
yeah,
like,
no, I get that, yeah. It's weird because people in the South just call it cola.
Yeah, but they're wrong. They'll call it Coke. I think that cola's fine, but when you call it Coke...
That's wrong.
Yeah,
I'm a Pepsi fan anyway. Which, you know, actually, as I drink LaCroix, which is so millennial of me, actually.
We were talking about Cascadia, California, Greenland. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Greenland. Yeah. So Greenland's getting sold. And it's going to be the 51st state.
It's not going to be.
When does Puerto Rico get to become a state? Hmm? And we're talking about buying Greenland.
Yeah.
When will Puerto Rico be able to become a state?
Huh? I mean, I don't know. I think we need to do, I think we need to have Cascadia and California as autonomous regions.
That's fine. Yeah.
Texas can do its own thing. I don't care what Texas does. Hawaii should be given back. Should be regain autonomy.
It was a kingdom at one point, right?
It was
a kingdom,
and it was overthrown by the U.S. government without regard for the wishes of the native people. But who's keeping score, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, it's also we're only the country that now is saying we don't want certain immigrants as we took over all these places.
And I think that the Upper Peninsula of Michigan should be Wisconsin, just because it bothers me that Wisconsin looks like it wants to reach out over the top of Michigan, and then it doesn't.
Right.
And that always kind of bothers. I don't get me wrong, I love the Upper Peninsula. It's my bay.
Okay.
But Wisconsin always looks like it's part of Wisconsin, you know?
But the Upper Peninsula, if I'm not right, in the winter, it's hard to get on and off of the Upper Peninsula, right?
From the bridge, from the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, is there a bridge? I don't know. I was watching Catfish.
Yeah, there's the Mackinac.
Okay. There must be an island. Because I was watching
Mackinac Island.
I don't know. I was watching Catfish the other day, this is a few months ago. And on Catfish, they were headed to some place off of, it was in the winter, off of Michigan, and or maybe it was Minnesota. I don't know. I think it was Michigan. And they couldn't leave and get to it because the weather was so bad. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing in Plymouth.
Well, I mean, were there blizzards? Could you not drive?
It was, it was really, really snowy.
Okay, then they probably just couldn't drive. You're not going to drive on a fucking,
Well, they were waiting for a boat, though. They were waiting for a ferry. Is there a ferry system around there somewhere?
Yeah, there are ferries.
Okay.
So they probably just took a ferry.
Yeah, but the ferry wouldn't go because of the ice. Does that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then you need to have an icebreaker go through and break up the ice. It's a big boat with a big, really a sharp pole, and it goes.
Who would live there?
The Anishinaabe and Ojibwe peoples.
That sounds just so cold.
I mean, but it's cool. When you're if you're sitting in a warm cottage and you're looking out over the St. Mary's River or something, and you see this, and it's all frozen, and then you see a little metal boat come, and it's just coming through, bitch, and it's just coming through the ice, and the ice is just
We get 2 weeks of snow and ice here, and we're this is so cold, and then and that's rare that even happens, and then. Our only version of that is, of course, the plows that come through and just shove it off onto the side of the road.
Yeah, it's basically that, except it breaks.
Right. Cool. So I thought that looks in Alaska they do that up in the in the Bering Sea, where it gets run icebreakers or
an icebreaker.
Right. Yeah. Through it. Yeah. But so
what are we talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about how you want Think Michigan to be part of Wisconsin.
Yes.
I thought you were going to say Canada.
No. Although, I mean, I think that I'd be okay if, Michigan in the Midwest was part of Canada. I think that, let's dissolve the United States. I think that Texas, again, can do its own thing. I think that Arizona and New Mexico could show with Texas as its own little autonomous region.
Okay.
I think that Florida also can do its own thing. I don't want to have anything to do with it.
That will be a country... I would love to see how they handle things by themselves.
Yes. they can they
shout
can
out to Florida.
I have never been to Florida and I never want to go to Florida. It's Florida and Australia are the two places in the world that I will not go to.
Why Australia?
Have you seen the things that come out of Australia? They have spiders that eat babies.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay, that's a little bit terrifying. But on the other hand,
spiders that eat small dogs.
Yeah.
Big birds that go and attack your heads and pick you, kill you. They have everything's bigger in Australia and it terrifies me. Also, it looks very hot and there's this expanse of nothingness in the middle. This big.
It's called the outback.
Yeah, it's called the Outback. It's called the Outback. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gonna, it'll like take your soul. I am convinced. Okay.
So I have a friend who actually he worked at a farm down in Australia. He's from England, and the way I met him is because he's a Seahawks fan from England, and he like came over here to watch the Seahawks. Anyways, shout out, hi Will.
People are so weird.
Hi Triggs, and so I don't know if you're listening, Triggs, but if you are, hello. So anyway, so he went down though. He's like, one of those people just like, hey, you know, he's a French teacher. And so anyway, so but he goes to Australia, not to teach French, but to work at a farm. And he met his girlfriend there, who's actually from Japan. So this is a total crazy story. And and so she's also working at the farm. But anyway, so he actually, they gave him like a week off or something. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go through the Outback. So they like drove through the Outback. I think you froze.
Yeah, just an excuse of like, it's fine. Hi, I'm back. Did you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're good.
It's just like, I look at it and it's like I'm staring into the abyss. And when I look at it, I mean look at photos and like a map.
It would be crazy.
I feel like, you know, like when you're like underwater, like in like a huge body of water, and you open your eyes and you look around and it's just blue everywhere. That's how I feel about the Australian Outback.
Which body of water have you done that in?
Lots of bodies of water, lakes, oceans, big lakes.
Huh? I had done that in oceans, yes. I had done that in oceans, yeah.
Have you ever been in a lake as big as like Lake Michigan?
Oh, God, no. No, like the biggest lake I've been in, I think would be like, let me see, Lake Whatcom, I want to say. And that's like near where I am. And that's like not big. Oh, no, no. I've been down near Lake Union in Seattle.
Okay.
And so, yeah, which is not nearly as big. It's like a pond compared to what you're talking about. Like people sail boats. Oh, I mean, people sail boats on Lake Union too. But I mean, like, there's like, it looks like an ocean when I see pictures of the Great Lakes. Like,
yeah, it does. Like, you can't see across it.
Right. Whereas Lake Union, you can definitely see across it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's like my plan for the United States.
Okay.
For 2020.
And so you think the Northeast, is that going to be like just the Northeast, they can sustain themselves, I suppose. But
so not Cascadia, but like Iowa or.
Oh, I don't know about Iowa because that's kind of Midwest. Because I mean, my thing is that they're all going to be
am I thinking of Idaho?
Well, no, Idaho's just east of Washington.
Okay. I always confuse Idaho and Iowa.
Iowa's like east of Illinois and Indiana.
Yes.
Yeah, Ohio is in there as well. No, wait, hold on. Oh, my God.
It's Indiana, Ohio, possibly.
I'm usually so good with this. I think it's actually the opposite, though. It's west of Illinois. I think I'm getting Ohio.
You're thinking of Illinois. This is not entertaining podcasting quality. I just want to address that. We're not being entertaining podcasters.
I think it's
We're
really
entertaining ridiculous. Ourselves and nobody else.
Okay, so I want to correct myself. Iowa, yes, west of Illinois. It goes Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio.
Yeah, I don't care about anything west of Illinois.
So Iowa is actually just south of... So Iowa is just south of Wisconsin.
I don't care. Can we talk about something else?
In Minnesota.
So we had one talking point, which was Trump wants to buy Greenland, and now we're talking about like the order...
Well, because now we're trying to divide the United States up, though.
How would you divide the United States?
What?
How would you divide the United States?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think the problem is the reason why the United States won't let us divide in the Cascadia, even though I think that'd be great, is because we are in both entertainment, agriculture, tech, go down the list. We are such a big part of the economy on the West Coast, everything from Seattle down through LA, that I don't think that I'm not sure what the rest of the country would do without us, to be honest. So then you've got the Midwest. Their main industry is automobiles, and of course dairy and agriculture and whatnot,
and tourism and like other industry.
Yeah, tourism.
Yeah.
Chicago, maybe. And then
you see the Great Lakes that look like oceans. Like, come on.
Yes, the Great Lakes are. But I mean, I don't hear a lot of people saying we're going to go take a vacation to the Great Lakes.
It's because you hang out with the wrong people.
That's fair. Fair point. So I think the way I see it, though, is I think that you have like the Midwest, which is what everybody sees America as. And then you'd have like the Northeast, and then you'd have. Which would include like New England or whatever, and they'd probably be called New England because we know that, like, you know, they're really stuck on that name. And then they are, though.
I know, but I just pick a different name, guys. Like, stop holding on to
it. They could change it to New Amsterdam like it used to be. The Southeast, I think that's crazy.
So Southeast, like Georgia.
Well, it'd be like Georgia and Florida. I was thinking you'd probably include like the Carolinas maybe, but then again, that's
like
a whole different.
Like, do you want the Deep South to be its own thing?
Well, I mean, I think that that's...
So you wish the South had been able to succeed?
that's not what I mean, obviously. But, I mean, it's really crazy because you think about Louisiana, right? Which is, like, I think is just, like, if you're talking about, like, what I've seen culturally, like, I think Louisiana looks cool as hell. Like, I want to go to Louisiana. I want to check it out, okay? And then Florida is entertaining because we make fun of it, which I'm not sure is totally fair, but that is what the media has done to it too. Cause now Florida man and Florida woman is like an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Okay. But the thing about that I've heard is that the reason that we hear so many stories like that from Florida is because Florida's laws are different than a lot of places.
Right.
And that the press is able to report on details of crimes that other places.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. So kind of unfair to Florida. They get a bad rap, right? Texas, I think, has wanted to secede for a long time. So if we're talking about likely secession, Texas is a state that's wanted to. I don't know enough. I mean, I can't like sit here and, you know, economically say whether they would be sound by themselves. It doesn't feel like they have all the industries that we have on the West Coast or the Northeast has, or even the Midwest has.
Is it possible that you are just biased towards that because you live there and you can physically see, like, you can drive past the industry and, like, you have friends who work directly in the industry, whereas when you're talking about the Midwest or Texas, like, you're relying on stereotypes?
No, I mean, here's the thing, because I think there are parts of Texas that like, when I hear about Austin or whatever, I think Austin seems cool as hell. And, like, when it comes to entertainment, I think that it's just an amazing city from what I've heard. I had never been there, so. And there are actually parts, like, amazingly, for all the stuff that you hear stereotypically about Texas, Texas would actually be a place I'd like to go visit, just because I think there's a lot of culture there I like to take in. I think San Antonio, I mean, just looks beautiful. The boardwalk there looks gorgeous, and Houston just looks way too humid. What I'm saying economically is actually what I've heard from people who have traveled around the country, and who, when I talk to about Cascadia and they talk about why Cascadia will happen and won't happen, the won't happen is that some of these other states don't have enough different industries to they're reliant on the West Coast for their own industries.
Okay, but here's the thing, like, the United States, like, I mean, we probably could be self-sufficient if we wanted to, but we export so much shit from other countries, mm-hmm. like, that we don't produce ourselves.
Right.
Why can't we just have, like, our own country, like, divide the United States into different countries and then, like, export between countries? It's not like as soon as Cascadia becomes its own country that you lose access to all the industry in Cascadia.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, good day.
Autonomous and still being there for each other, so to speak. Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. So just because we work more autonomously, but I mean, interestingly enough, that is something that Trump actually, in a roundabout way, and some Republicans have actually sort of alluded to, which is let the states decide their own laws. So amazingly, it kind of plays into their own hand, except that instead of letting us establish our own laws while also being under the rule of one country, we are dividing up into different autonomous nations. Boy, I don't know. I would love, you know, one day if I should, like I said, I should have my tattoo guy. I should ask him if he wants to come on, because he's way smarter than I am in this. And he, like, has all these opinions about what would happen if the United States broke up into different countries. So maybe one day we'll have Todd on. Todd, there we go. Took it back, Todd. So we'll move on from this, because I was enjoying it, but you're afraid our listeners.
Yeah, it's just that, like, we started with talking about Greenland, and
then we started dissecting the United States. People may know this about us, of course they do. We're vegans, and right now, the Whopper from Burger King. It has, they now have the Impossible Whopper. And in fact, it's crazy. I never thought, 17-year-old Brandon as a vegetarian, never did I think I would see commercials from Burger King on TV talking about plant-based food. Like, it's bizarre to me, right? So, yeah, I've been seeing the commercials for Impossible Whopper and, like, fully plant-based food, and the people, of course, are raving about it, and it tastes really – and the Impossible Burger is phenomenal if you're somebody who likes that. I know you're not as into that, Aiden. But for me, oh, it's incredible. It's such a good – it's an incredible burger. And I eat Beyond all the time, but, of course, Beyond is only available to – is the only one available to consumers. It is one of the newer ones, whereas the Impossible Burger is coming to grocery stores in the fall. So, but the Impossible Burger is at a few places. Red Robin, it's at a local cafe here called the Wild Oat, as well as a food truck here called New Republic. And now, of course, the Burger King, and of course, and down in Los Angeles, there's plenty of places that have the Impossible Burger. And people rave about it. It's a phenomenal burger. And so right now, I talked about it. You know, this is not an official statistic, and even she mentioned that, but Leilani Munter, who is on Twitter, she's a vegan and a race car driver. She is very much a proponent of what's the word I'm looking for? Oh my God, I'm blanking. So you know how an industry is sustainable. There we go, sustainable. She's into sustainable energy.
I also like how you introduced her as a vegan and a race car driver. Like, I like the idea that like people go and they introduce me to other people, and I always wonder like how did they introduce me? Like if they have to sell Aiden, sell my personality in like a sentence. Like, how do you think people would sell you, Brandon?
How people sell. They would say, take him for free. they would sell, I would sell Aiden as the vegan streamer, okay, who is a rat mother.
Yay!
Yeah. Is that good? So, so Leilani Munter, who is a vegan race car driver, she, and is into sustainable energy for her car and et cetera, et cetera. She, advertises, lots of environmental stuff on her car. She, tweeted about how she asked the, person at the window at Burger King, what has been the ratio of Impossible Whoppers to normal Whoppers sold? And the person at that particular window, and like I said, even she stated this is not an official number. He was just what he told her, that it was 75% Impossible Whoppers, which is pretty incredible. If it's even close to that, that's pretty incredible. Even just one store. And so I think that, you know, this is again, just me hypothesizing, because I've seen a few things start to show up around Facebook and Instagram. And I think the meat lobby is starting to get a little bit scared, because suddenly you start to see these things comparing the Beyond Burgers and the Impossible Burgers to beef and or the bratwurst and the whatever they have to normal sausage. And it's like, you know, they do it really like slowly, like they ease into it, like, hey, we're not anti-vegan, but check this out. And it's like the ingredient in a burger, beef. And then they put ingredient Beyond Burger, and they list off, you know, the fact that it has coconut and pea protein and blah, blah, blah. Go down the list. And then the one about the bratwurst is saying that there's so much sodium in vegan bratwurst. And they failed to mention something you mentioned before we started this, which is the fact that beef is not the only ingredient in a hamburger.
Yeah, it's not the only ingredient in a hamburger, but there was a graphic that was going around online a while ago in health food communities that showed, like, it showed an apple, and it said, like, ingredients, apple. And then it showed, like, a tub of yogurt or, like, a fruit snack pack, and it was, like, ingredients. And then it listed all these ingredients typically right, with, like, chemical names that you can't pronounce. And it was, like, obviously pick the apple that has only one ingredient, except that like a lot of those like chemical things were like citric acid or like sodium, like whatever. It's like you could break the apple down into its chemical components and it would look scary and confusing and you wouldn't understand it either because you're dumb and uninformed. I didn't say right, that. But just because like when it's synthesized, like a manufacturer has to list every single like chemical ingredient basically. Yeah, anyways.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, right? It's not too different than when people say, well, eating vegan is not that great. You know, they talk about how the labor forces aren't treated well, as if that's our fault that agriculture has bad labor practices. And they, you know, they go down and then they go into, you know, whatever, and hey, you know, vegans aren't as cruelty-free as they thought. And it's never a, oh, we're better. They never have any reason for why eating meat, which, by the way, as we've talked about on the show, we don't have to go over it again, but which does take vegetables as well to raise the beef or the pork or whatever, that also has to go through poor labor practices. And they never ever address their own sins. They only want to point out that the vegans are not perfect, which we are all well aware of. We know we're not perfect, right? And so this is the same sort of thing. What it's saying is that if you eat a Beyond Burger or an Impossible Burger or a Beyond Brat or whatever, you're not, it's not as healthy as you think it is. And the truth is, it isn't. If you were to eat a Beyond Brat or a Beyond Burger every day, lunch and dinner, like some people do fast food, it wouldn't be good for you. You have to add other stuff to your diet, vegetables, fruits, you know, et cetera, fibers, nuts, well, you know, go through the list. You got to add those things too. Nobody is saying, oh my God, if I eat the Beyond Burger, I'm going to be the healthiest person in the world. No, it's just, we all still do like to splurge every once in a while, some of us. And that is what we do. I don't eat Beyond Burger, but once a week, and sometimes not even that much. And so again, there's not really any basis behind it, except that they're trying to just say, hey, look, you're not that healthy. Well, I mean, we've talked about it a million times. Oreos aren't vegan. Or excuse me, Oreos are vegan. And you can't eat Oreos all the time and expect just because they're vegan, you're going to get healthy. Vegan does not always equal healthy. But also, I can guarantee you what y'all are eating isn't healthy either. In fact, you know, beef is classified as a group one carcinogen. That causes cancer, folks. You can't tell me that some of this stuff isn't just like put out there so that then all the people who feel, you know, they hate vegans, then they start spreading it around Facebook, spreading it around Instagram. And it shows the fear right now, of what's going on. And the thing is that what's sad about it is that it's actually a change that's you're seeing a place like Burger King, which nobody would have listed as a, you know, a supporter of lowering our dependence on factory farms and perhaps making the environment a better, the world a better place. You never would have suggested that Burger King, McDonald's, or any of those were going to be a part of that. And truth is, they're still probably not even close. But at least they've tried something, and the reaction has been generally good. And they can't even see that and say, hey, that's not a bad thing. Most likely these people who are having a good reaction to it are not vegan and may never become fully vegan.
Yeah.
But they're having it as a balancing out stuff.
Yeah.
That's a good step. Can we not just fucking leave it at that, for crying out loud?
What's interesting, you know how people like always talk about how like individual actions don't matter, only systematic change matters.
Right.
And like, to an extent that's true, but also like systems are made up of people. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to change systems, like we need to have a cultural shift, and that like can start on an individual level and right. then move up to community organizing and like movements and things like that. I think that this trend, like Burger King, like except like bringing on the Impossible Burger and like that the stocks were impossible or the stocks were Beyond Meat soaring, like that started when like companies responded to the market, and the market right. shifted in that direction because people demanded it, and people demanded yeah. it because like individuals like started that, you know?
Right. Yeah. Subway
I was just gonna say I think just going off of what you're saying, like I think that this idea that systematic change and individual change are separate, and that focusing on individual change is like ignoring systematic change, or vice versa, ignores how deeply intertwined they can be.
Absolutely. 100%. Couldn't have said it better. And the thing is, I mean, like, for instance, Subway is going to start offering a meatball sub that is going to be made with Impossible or Beyond, I can't remember which one, meatballs, right? So there, now that doesn't mean that everybody who goes there and has that sandwich is going, oh, I'm going to be vegan now. But they might try that sandwich, really enjoy it, and then maybe half of the time they're having that sandwich rather than going there and having the meat sandwich that they have every time that they usually go to Subway. That's a step in the right direction. If everybody in the world, or at least a good portion of the world, started to do that and didn't even become fully vegan, we still would see a change. And it's like, yeah, exactly what you mentioned. Like, people like this to share that thing. Oh, you think that going vegan is going to help the environment? Well, and it's really corporate polluters that are. We know the corporate polluters are a terrible part of what's going on with climate change and what's going on with our environment.
70% of carbon emissions.
Right. But when you. But individual change is the only, or I should say, is a major part of what will become the change to the bigger picture. Because once people start to see that people aren't just going, or once I should say, once corporations and such see that people just aren't having that, that people don't like that mindset, that people are going, you know what, look, if you're not going to do it, if you care more about the bottom line than you do about the earth and the environment, well, fuck you, because we believe in change, so we're going to at least do our part. And if they start to do that, and that doesn't mean, even though I'd love to see more people go vegan, that doesn't mean them going vegan. That means them saying, hey, we can find a balance here somewhere. And this is the kind of things that it starts with. And if they start to do that, if the culture shifts, corporations' bottom lines will shift. Mm-hmm. And that's where you will see change, which goes right back to what you were saying, which is that they are intertwined. And so I really just, you know, it's sometimes really who I think are smart people who share some of this shit. And I don't know if it's just a deep down, like a, their own, like kind of feeling bad or feeling like when a vegan says they're vegan and they hear the stuff about how vegan, you know, how veganism is better for the environment, that it's their own way of saying, look it, we're going to make them feel shitty about themselves. Cause deep down, I feel kind of shitty about the fact that I can't go vegan. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's not, I don't know, but it's usually pretty smart people. And, and at the end of the day, at the very least, if you're sharing that stuff, you're totally discounting something that whether it be a small part of the population or a good sized part of the population, but still a portion of the population that at least cares enough right now that they want to make a difference. So the fact that you're sharing that and putting it down is actually really shitty of you, to be honest, because that's all it is. Nobody's trying to shove it. I mean, yes, there's people who want it, who are you know, absolutely annoying when it comes to veganism. Just like there are tons of people who are so annoying.
As I always want to point out, like,
exactly,
more annoying about eating
meat. Yes,
vastly,
absolutely,
the number of annoying vegans.
100%. You're 100% right. You're preaching to the choir.
But I don't have a lot of patience for people who are like, well, some like even vegans, yeah, like, well, some vegans are annoying, and I'm really like, I say that as somebody who like is not one of those annoying vegans outside of this podcast. Like, I do not talk about veganism, like, or I very rarely talk about veganism, and I never push it on people, like, ever.
Right.
But, like, it's still always, I'm, like, not going to apologize for, like, oh, some vegans out there are awful, but I'm one of the good ones, because I've, like, it's because privately, I think that, like, sometimes I think that you, like, I'm actually not going to say what I'm going to say.
Go for it. I want to hear it.
But, like, you're not the only person who's listening.
Okay. You can tell me after.
I will tell you after. But people could probably guess, but what I was just going to say is, like, I don't want to apologize for, like, the fact that some people are aggressive, because, like, you're not going to apologize for, like, the shitty people. Not you, Brandon, but, like, you, like, the
hypothetical. No, I know what you mean.
I'm talking to, like, aren't going to apologize for, like, the shitty things that, like, you do, or, like,
you're right. Yeah, I've been told so many times by meat eaters. I've been laughed at, ridiculed, asked, you know, where I'm getting. I mean, like I said, I've probably said this before, so I apologize for repeating it. But I've been both simultaneously told, "Oh, you don't get enough protein," and then when I start to do, like, if I'm playing a recreational sport or whatever, they go, "Oh, look at Mr. Vegan," as if so. I'm also, you know, have lots of energy because I'm vegan. So I don't know where so I've been ridiculed for every side of it. And the truth is that I've been vegetarian since I was, you know, 17 years old, have been vegan for the last few years. And, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and be the person who says that it is the reason why I'm, you know, active and whatnot. That's not necessarily the case.
But yeah, I'm a great example of, like,
no, but I mean, you know, but I mean, the thing is that the reason why I'm still the way I am is because I never, because, you know, people, this is the one I love too, from people who aren't vegan, like when they're trying to be, and at least they're trying, I get that, but like when you say you're vegan, they're trying to find a place to go eat, and they're like, well, hey, it has salads. By the way, most places that have salads also have dressing, and the dressing is hardly ever vegan.
Yeah, and but, also salad is not a meal. Like,
no, it's not, but that's what they think we eat. And that's the thing is that when I went vegetarian and vegan, it was just replacing the things, which I know, like we've talked about, you and I are a little bit different there, where I did use a lot of, in the beginning, especially use a lot of meat, alternatives or imitation meats, whatever you want to call them. Back when they were like Boca burgers and such, that, you know, I used a lot of those in the beginning to work my way into it. And then as a vegan, I think the crazy part has been, again, shout out to Sage Against the Machine, who we talk about a lot here and I put on the Instagram account. They have a jackfruit. People who know vegans know that we love our jackfruit. And they have this, like, if you cook jackfruit right, it is phenomenal. And so you don't even have to have an imitation meat there. They make a barbecue beef in quotation marks, jackfruit sandwich. And it's incredible. There's so many different things about being a vegan that are so far beyond salad. And, you know, because, I mean, people are like, oh, yeah, you see bunny food. I mean, I do love cabbage. But, yeah. So, anyway, so I got that off my chest. That's been annoying the living shit out of me this week. But what else? There's been so many things, like, I thought about that. I've like, oh, we've got to talk about that. And then, of course, okay, after this.
We're going to have to make it faster. Because
I know. No, I know. That's why.
I've been doing so good about getting to bed by midnight. And starting to unwind and get ready for bed at like 11. And like me every too. Day of the week, I've been inching a little closer past midnight, you know?
Yeah.
A little farther past midnight. And I don't want to get to a point where I'm staying up till 2 to 3 a.m. every day. Like, that's just not healthy.
I've been almost getting 7 hours of sleep. Like, almost.
Oh my God. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. So, and maybe the running a lot has helped. I'm like, I get to. But anyway, so yeah,
before I go, I just want to tell you and also all the listeners, I am going to be trying out a local jiu-jitsu class tomorrow.
Yes!
Get active! I'm gonna-
So I did, cool though!
I downloaded a workout app on my phone, and it's like, it like guides you through a 20-minute workout four days a week. And I did it once and I haven't touched it since and I don't want to.
Jiu-jitsu is so cool though, so you're gonna be perfect for that.
Yeah, well, because, like, the issue is that, like, exercising is boring, running is boring, lifting weights is boring, yoga is boring, but punching people is not boring.
Exactly! Yeah, no, you're gonna kill it. So, yeah, we've got plenty of stuff to talk about in future shows, but as for today, I think we're at about an hour on this one, so we will let everybody off the hook, because we went really far with our Greenland and separating the United States.
So far.
This week, what were some good things? I did go to, I know we don't have exact things. I'm just going to say this because I always update people on the orcas because I know how much I care about them. The Southern residents are back. They've been back for a few days here in the San Juan Islands in the Salish Sea. So that is awesome. This is the sad part though. So I went and took my bike to San Juan Island, this past weekend. And I biked, so it's about like 16 miles or about 17, 18 miles full trip or whatever. I took my bike across the west side to go see them. And they were literally like around the corner, just like milling, which, you know, so looking for food around the corner the whole time. So I got on my bike and I couldn't see him. I got on my bike and I rode up to where like it's this place called around like Hannah Heights. It's around False Bay and San Juan Island. And I could hear them spouting. And I could not see them because of the cliff.
Oh!
And I had to make my ferry. But the Southern residents are back. It was good to hear you guys. Even though, by the way, people who I'll try to include a link on this episode for that. People who want to listen to the Southern residents and they're vocalizing. There's Limekiln Park hydrophone up right now, and you can listen to the whales when they're around the hydrophones. So it's really, really cool if you're into whales and you want to hear their. It's crazy the noise they make, and also the Biggs whales, so the transient killer whales. They also will sometimes come across the hydrophone. It's crazy to hear how different they are from the Southern residents. Mm-hmm. But right now, the Southern residents are back. They do have a couple babies. And I want to give a shout-out to the whale-watching boats who are also keeping their distance from J-Pod because they want to make sure the babies aren't scared off by the boats. And they're trying to make a concerted effort to keep these whales safe and hope that we don't continue to lose them. So, and there were tons of salmon. Unfortunately, they were pink salmon, not Chinooks. Which is what the Southern residents like, but there were salmon jumping everywhere. I'll send you a video of it, Aiden.
Okay.
And while I was there, I've never seen that before on the west side of San Juan Island. So, yeah, so that's my story from this weekend.
Cool. And I always forget that we have to, that we do a good thing at the end.
It's okay, because I didn't really have like an official thing. So like, I'll try to remember one for the next week. But I thought I'd at least give that update on the Southern Resident Orcas. And yeah, anybody who wants.
We could just stop doing the good thing segment unless I have a good thing. And then we could just, we could replace it with an orca segment.
Replace with an orca. I like that.
Okay.
Cool. As always, though, people, make sure you check out Dibs Welcome to the Family. That is Aiden's podcast. It's a great, great podcast. It's about, well, you tell them quickly.
I have my elevator pitch mostly down. It's a podcast about people who are conceived via sperm and egg donation and about the way that the reproductive health industry is changing our culture's understanding of family.
And it is great. You're delving even more into it this season, and you're doing great work. So yeah, proud of you, Aiden. And as for me, I don't have any seasons. I haven't like divided it yet. I probably should.
I haven't officially divided into
it. Okay.
Yeah, I just decided to keep going with season one because the idea of separating it into
there you go.
Is stressful.
So mine's Lemonade Magazine podcast. It's got music. We got interviews. We got new music, mostly indie, some mainstream. And yeah, you can check it out and check out new music there. Very little about politics. Sometimes it sneaks its way in there. And but yeah, so you can check that out. Lemonade Magazine podcast. The links are in the description. And I love playing music there. So make sure that you check it out and support those artists because they aren't making enough money off of Spotify. So. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining the Conservationist Conversationalist. We are always happy to have new people listening. So tell your friends, tell your family to listen as well. They might love us. They might be completely, utterly angry at us. Either way, it's okay. Views mean we could possibly make money in the future. Aiden, thank you. And we'll be back soon. What were we supposed to say at the end? Stay dope. How did I forget that? All right. Stay dope, everybody.